Every Sunday in this space we compile the most widely read stories from the past week. Three questions about wind machines with Joe Pilateri. As the colder temperatures set in this week, many NOTL local readers had questions about the use of wind machines, or frost propellers, on area farms. Joy Sanguedolce turned to Joe Pilateri, owner and operator of Lakeview Vineyard Equipment, for some background on why these have become important tools for NOTL grape growers. It's the first installment of a new feature here at the local we are calling Three Questions with NOTL residents looking at 13% budget increase. Budget talks continue at Town Council. This week, the NOTL local's Chris Dube reported that Council was discussing an operating budget totaling more than $54 million, a nearly 13% increase from the municipality's spending in 2024. If nothing changes in future budget deliberations, residents could see a general levy tax increase of 9%. Read the story here. Gallery. Ice Wine Festival wraps up in NOTL. Two weekends of Ice Wine Festivites concluded last weekend on Queen Street in NOTL. Saturday night saw the return of the Ice Wine Cocktail Competition and a street dance featuring DJ Marinko. Joy Sangudolce checked it all out and found out what goes into a honey badger and a hug in a mug. Sound intriguing? Find out more right here. After a year-long search, NOTL still without a sow. Nodal's interim sow Bruce's Veniga came on board January 1, 2024. Believe it or not, little progress has been made in the search for his permanent replacement. The town's sow recruitment committee, Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa, Counts Erwin Weens, Sandra O'Connor, and Maria Mavridis, had its first meeting of 2025 last Wednesday in a closed session. Find out more at this link. Learning Center helps Niagara residents with literacy, computer skills, and more. Nearly 50 volunteers are involved in various capacities with the Niagara Regional Learning Center, NRLC. Located on Bunting Road in St. Catharines, the NRLC provides training and tutoring to community members in St. Catharines, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Thorold, Niagara Falls, and Welland. Sharon Burns checked out their facility and filed this story. Hummel's Niagara Stone Road Townhomes on hold. A beautiful dry stone wall sits behind a fence on Mississauga Street across from the old winery restaurant. Property owner Rainer Hummel originally planned to build 6 high-end luxury townhomes there, but his plans have changed to include more affordably priced units. Details in this article by Chris Dube. Liberal Party considering parachuting candidate to run in Niagara Falls. With a provincial election scheduled for February 27, the Ontario Liberal Party has yet to select a candidate to run against the NDP's Wayne Gates and Ruth Ann Nowestig of the PC Party. Word is that the Liberals may be bringing in a candidate in from the Toronto area to challenge for the seat. Penny Coles looked into the situation in this article.